Have you recorded any songs that you would be embarrassed for your Baha'i community to know that you've recorded or performed or?
That's a very wonderful question, and I would say no, with one kind of silly exception. When I was with the Limeliters, which was my first kind of national touring, I replaced Glenn Yarbrough in the venerable folk group, the Limeliters, in 1980, and I was with them for 8 years, touring around the country. And there was one point at which Lou and Alex really wanted to record this song, and it would be very mild embarrassment. It wasn't anything seriously racy or anything. It was just, it was, gosh, I can't remember. I think I'm conveniently not remembering it. But it wasn't, wait. Don't turn me on if you're going to turn me down. But the lyrics were just kind of funny. It wasn't one I would have chosen to do. Yeah, like I said, it was mild, it was silly. But no, I haven't. And when Kathy, my late wife Kathy, and I were writing our songs, we would take a lot of time to write them so that they would be clever and interesting and fun, but wouldn't go somewhere that we didn't say something we didn't want it to say.